Mary G. Anchor Nation, G. Sherman.
G. Sherman.
G. Sherman.
Where is
Brazy Asian.
Thanks for jumping on the station, guys. Let's see if we can make this magic happen tonight. Four-way call.
Let's manage
this. Never done a four-way before. This is unique, especially with dudes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
This is the best.
Dude, we got it now.
The Crazy Asian, Nick Diaz of Knox, Graham Sherman, and Kevin Touch all on the same podcast. What?
Let's do it.
So good to talk to you all.
So hey, Graham, did you want to still host it, even though we're in my...
Yeah. I can do that. No problem. No problem. Anchor, what is up? Good evening. This is Graham Sherman, and I've got for you three of the most influential Anchor accounts on the entire app here tonight on the same podcast with me. First off, I've got the Crazy Asian. What's going on, Sherman? On, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Being here, Nick Diaz of Knots coming to you from the north. What is up, my friend?
That's right, all the way from Sherms, Crazy Asian, KT, Anchor Nation, all the people on Anchor. What's up? What's going on?
Absolutely. And finally, we've got the one, the only, Kevin Touch. How are you doing?
Thanks for the applause, guys. KT repping out here from the East Coast, Jersey Shore. Let's get it.
All right. So this is the first time that I believe any of us have seen more than two people using this new feature on Anchor. So what I'd like to do,
yes,
for the few people on the app that don't know who the three of you are, I'm going to have you introduce yourselves to them. I'll start with the Crazy Asian. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here on Anchor?
All right. So it's Sherman, the Crazy Asian. Get that name from when I was a freshman in college, and I literally was crazy. I went and get to know a ton of people, and I would literally talk to everybody. I had this like goal to get as many girls' phone numbers as possible, at least 10 a week, and I would ask girls in the bookstore, at the library, you name it. If I thought that you were hot and you were pursuing, I would hunt you down.
Boy.
And that's the Crazy Asian was born. And so my goal of being here on social media, being social on social, is to be able to leave a positive impact on other people. That is my goal. So thanks for having me tonight on this podcast. What's up?
Fantastic. Fantastic. The Crazy Asian getting crazy with it. Nick Diaz of Knots, what's your story and what are you doing here on Anchor?
What's up, guys? Well, I consider myself a competitive Awesome Knots gamer. Not many people know what that game is, but it is the only video game that I play after playing virtually, I don't know, all the biggest titles in the world. You know, I'm 31 years old now, but I'm still a gamer and a kid at heart, and I love to game and compete, and it is the most fair competitive environment in an online like game I've seen in a long time. It beats COD, it beats Halo, it beats everything, and it's a retro throwback. But what I'm doing on Anchor, well, hell, I just started recording because I found this app to be revolutionary, and it continues to blow my mind on a daily basis. I mean, look at who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to people all across the United States, and it's blowing my mind. So that's kind of what I'm on here for. That's what I'm on here doing, is just connecting with people, engaging with people. I made it to the top 20 within like 2 weeks, and since then I've fallen off, happily fallen off, but I've happily also seen every single podcast make it to the top 20. So congratulations to you guys for that.
Absolutely. That's a great segue into our next and final guest here, Kevin Touch. What are you up to here on Anchor? What's your story, man?
What's up, guys? Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio, on the mic. My story on how I got on Anchor: I deleted the app, for crying out loud. Didn't think of any engagement. Buddy called in, and now I'm rolling on Anchor Nation. I'm only 18 years old, college student, motivating the mic, doing big things. Got myself three stations on Anchor now.
Woo!
Check out the Anchor Nation Next Generation. Got my buddy Dola, so much out to him. We're running that for sure. And yeah, I'm just here to inspire Anchor users, get more people on, and just be that positive influence, like we just like the Crazy Asian, Nick, and we're in a company of legends, people. We got four top 20 stations out here. That's crazy. Plus mine, that's five.
Absolutely, this is a great opportunity here. And like my story, my name's Graham Sherman. I'm 28 years old, happily married with a 16 month old kid at home. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm in the United States Coast Guard. And I'm an officer in the service. I've been in for 7 years so far, hoping to do at least 25 to 30 years in the United States Coast Guard. And my story here on Anchor and in all social media platforms is I'm trying to make leadership cool. I don't think enough people in leadership roles take it as seriously as they should. And it's something, it's truly an honor to be able to be put in a position where you're leading other human beings to success. And I think that needs to be taken more seriously. Mm-hmm. So what you can hear with all four of these accounts here, people, is that everyone's here to have a positive influence. And that's why we all decided to team up and do this. This is going to be a weekly thing that we do every Friday.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Basically, to start it off tonight, we're going to take turns hosting it. It's my turn to host the first one here tonight. But what I want to do tonight is just get kind of an open conversation going. Just I think a good topic of conversation to start with is this feature itself, the whole group chatting feature here. Yeah. So you guys want to tell me your thoughts. Have you used it yet before? Actually, I know the answer to that. Why don't Nick and Kevin talk about their experiences using this new feature on the app thus far?
So if you don't mind me jumping in really, really quickly, you just said something about leadership. I was laughing during your segment, but I didn't mean to laugh at you. I was laughing at what I was thinking. When I say X-Men, and what's your favorite X-Men? I know stuff. I said I'm a kid at heart. Everyone always says Wolverine. Wolverine's their favorite. Growing up, my favorite was Cyclops because I liked how responsible he was and how he was a great leader and he just brought the whole team together and stuff. And I don't know, maybe that's where I got a lot of my leadership qualities from, is Cyclops.
Shout out to Cyclops.
But KT, why don't you take it away? You experimented with it first, so.
Yeah, so guys, I've done five of these already. This is my sixth one. So the first one I did was with my buddy Randy. So we did the first thing. We kind of, as soon as I hit the update, I'm like, hey, Randy, want to get in the call? Audio is crisp, clean, just two person, back and forth. It was awesome. Things were going well. Then last night, I went on my first Android call, which was with JM on the daily. So JM, we had the same thing about imposter syndrome. Everything was clean. Everything was cool. Then I went on today, Nick. I went before Nick. I had my mental download. Shout out to Brian. I went on Brian's show. He
did you really? I didn't listen to that one yet.
Yeah, I have it echoed. I'll re-echo it tonight. Yeah, Brian's show is awesome. He's a cool guy.
Nice.
And everything was clear and crisp. Nothing wrong. Then I went on Nick Diaz, if not. And that was awesome. He had a little trouble with the iPhone, a little minor hiccup, but nothing serious. The point is, we got the message across, motivating the mic about Anchor. And now we're on a four-way call with four legendary people. Who else couldn't ask for anything better?
Absolutely. I can't get over the fact. My mind's a little blown out. I'm maybe a little bit freaked out that we have four people in completely separate time zones on this call together talking right now. And different types of phones on here too, right? Because the Crazy Asian, you're rocking the Android, are you not?
That is correct. I'm actually, when I used to interview, for whatever reason, I couldn't use my Bluetooth headset. But right now I'm using it. So whatever they did to update it, I can now use my Bluetooth headphones, which is sweet. So hopefully the sound sounds a lot better than what it was in the past.
Crazy on the mic.
I'm actually looking to get an adapter for my iPhone so I can plug in my condenser mics, because this is actually my second attempt at a podcast, the Nick Diaz of Knots. And the first one was not Nick Diaz of Knots. It was a way more personal podcast. But I invested in all this podcasting equipment. I've got a Zoom recorder. I've got two condenser mics, you know, boom mics. Like I said on the podcast earlier, if anyone doesn't know, I am Joe Rogan obsessed. The Joe Rogan Experience, I've listened to over 1,000 of those episodes, let alone all the other Death Squad members as well. So I wanted to be like Joe Rogan for the longest time, and now I can just hit a button on my phone and record a podcast, which blows my mind every day I do it.
Absolutely. That's a great point. I think anybody that's in the podcasting game needs to spend a week with Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience alone. I think you can learn so much about the way a podcast is done just by listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. That show is phenomenal. He is essentially the OG in the podcasting game.
That's it. I think there's only one other one that's older than his. What is it? Steve Carell? Not Steve Carell. One of the Man Show guys. He had one earlier, and he actually got attacked by a patent troll.
Oh, is this Adam Carolla?
Adam Carolla, that's right. And I don't donate money really, but I feel like I'm too young to donate money, or at least I'm too broke. I actually donated $30 to his cause to fight this patent troll, because I truly felt like he was coming after literally even stuff like Anchor. Because basically what he's saying is, I hold a patent over numbered episodes online or something like that.
Oh, my
And Lord. So if you do episode one, episode two, episode three.
That's what we will not do.
this is the legendary. Hey, we're making history. We're not here to make we're not making no patent stuff here, man. Get that garbage out of here.
Hey, yeah. This group of people has a patent on four-way calls now.
Yes. That being said, I would tell anybody in the audience, you know, in regards to like new features, is just to jump in and then just see how it works. You're not going to break the tool, and if you do, send the feedback. Yeah. Let them see a feature that sucks. So that's where I think you just have fun with it, right? Like, there's no instruction manual for these social media tools.
Exactly.
And so for Anchor, you just jump in and just see what happens. And if you don't know, then just ask somebody. So I remember asking KT, I was like, dude, how'd you make those cool videos? And he's like, oh my gosh, just press the icon, the little play button. And I was like, oh my gosh, mind blown.
You had a really good segment on that today, Sherms, about the best way to just kind of learn who you are is to just go out and do. I think that's literally the only way that I ever learned how to use social media, is because I'm so terrible at technology that I just kind of had to press some buttons, make myself look really bad at first and embarrass myself. Like, I even did it here on Anchor. Like, I published a private message from KT like on my first day on the app.
PM. Fair. And I luckily did not publish it, but I got the message. But
yeah, I saw it was private, and I was just like, oh, what's this plus sign? That looks pretty cool. So yeah, I completely agree with your methodology there, Crazy Asian, on doing. It's the best way to learn, man.
With any piece of technology, in any job I've been in, software heavy and stuff, but I always make it a goal to try to break the software. You know, try to push it to its limits, because if I can outthink it, then there's definitely flaws in it. So if you're breaking a technology, you're probably doing something right. It's like a skateboarder said to me one day at the skate park, if you're not bleeding, you're not trying hard enough. Or if you're not falling, you're not trying hard enough.
Failures will equal success. Exactly. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. So let's see here.
I guess we need a name for this thing, though, right?
We totally do, and we definitely thank you for reminding me. We talked about that
via IG.
Yeah, we talked about that via Instagram while we were coming up with the ideas for this segment, this weekly segment. And I'll tell you what, the name choice, we don't really have.
What? Nope.
Did he leave?
What just happened?
Oh, no. G-Sherms is out. It's his internet.
Oh, no.
Us, our host. Oh. All right. So that's the podcast, everybody.
What? Yo.
And I'm still going to publish this because I think it's valuable for people to hear 100%. Us.
100% publish.
Process.
Make it part one.
I actually got to dip out. This might actually be perfect. So why don't you guys continue on with part two? Try to get G Sherms back in. Yeah, he's just saying he didn't know what happened. So part two without Nick Diaz of Knox, but it's been real, people.
And same. I got it. It's family night, and so I need to make sure that they get the Sherm time.
All right.
The crazy.
Well, I guess that's it for the podcast then.
Oh, jeez.
Kevin, I know you're disappointed because
we'll try next week.
Because you and I mean, you and I alone, we talked for half an hour this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, right? And I know you and the Crazy Asian talked for like, I listened to the whole thing, so it was like an hour the other night. We can talk forever.
I know,
but the thing with this is, it's very easy. We're already at 15 minutes. It's so easy on Anchor to go a whole 5 minutes, and you're like, what did I even talk about? That's the thing about it. It's microcasting, right? So, you know what? It's for a first podcast, people are going to get to this point and be like, oh, now they're just talking about the podcast. But it's real, right?
Like, yeah, it's real, though.
And it's going to be inspiring.
Yeah, this is a good first episode. We'll let G Sherm know that we got to get the Sherm time and Nick Diaz time. So
that's it. But it's been a pleasure, you guys. Really. Right, guys.
Has been. Thank you so much, guys. We'll try this again.
JG, Nick Diaz, Sherm, G Sherman, the Crazy Asian.
We're
out. We out, baby.